This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, either one, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebooks, which is Bradley Dean double E, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio as well. As well as, can you find us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, today is a holiday, a pagan holiday called Halloween, and I want to give you a quick snapshot about what Halloween is all about. So what is the pagan roots of Halloween anyway? Since Halloween itself originated in paganism, it is not surprising that all its customs are related to pagan belief. According to the encyclopedia, those that are available out there, in ancient Britain and Ireland, the Celtic festival Samhain was observed on October 31st at the end of the summer, and the souls of the dead were supposed to revisit their homes on this day. Listen carefully, friends, as to what this is about. The souls of the dead were supposed to revisit their homes on this day, and the autumn festival acquired sinister significance with ghosts, witches, goblins, black cats, fairies, and demons of all kinds said to be roaming about. It was the time to placate the supernatural powers controlling the process of nature. In addition, Halloween was thought to be the most favorable time for divinations concerning marriage, luck, health, and death. It was the only day on which the help of the devil was invoked for such purposes. Isn't it interesting, friends, how across the boards today what we're seeing? We're seeing people dress their little kids up like little devils and little demons and dead people, and or some horrific marred body, bleeding profusely in certain areas, parts of their body is missing. I mean, skeletons. I mean, when you begin to think about this and you just slow your roll and just think, what could possibly be normal about this? I mean, can you go? Imagine going to a third world country and putting on a Halloween suit of some guy that's got his eye missing or half his head blown off, or, you know, he's got knife sticking out of his back, because this is how they live every day, and to them it's not a joke. But for some reason in America, we celebrate. There are people that are celebrating Halloween. Let me reiterate the very specific customs of Halloween. Okay, the souls of the dead were supposed to revisit their homes on this day, and the autumn festival acquired sinister significance with ghosts, witches, goblins, black cats, fairies, and demons of all kind. Isn't that interesting? fairies and demons of all kinds said to be roaming about. It was the time to placate the supernatural powers controlling the process of nature. In addition, Halloween was thought to be the most favorable time for divinations concerning marriage, luck, health, and death. It was the only day on which the help of the devil was invoked for such purposes. Halloween symbols, customs, and practices undoubtedly have a variety of influences upon Western culture throughout history. But however, in early American history, Halloween was not celebrated due to Americans' strong Christian heritage. It wasn't celebrated, friends. It was not widely observed until the 20th century. Initially, it was practiced only in small Irish Catholic settlements until thousands of Irish migrated to America during the Great Potato Famine and brought their customs with them. And to some degree, our modern Halloween is an Irish holiday with early origins in the Celtic Winter Festival. And interestingly enough, in American culture, the rise in popularity of Halloween also coincides roughly with the national rise in spiritualism that began in 1848. Is that not interesting? It's also interesting to know that the Druids, what they would do, you've heard the saying, trick or treat, right? You go knock on their door and say, trick or treat, dressed up as some little demon or devil, right? Trick or treat, trick or treat. You know, for a good portion of the people, they don't even know what that means. Because what the Druids used to do back in the day during the celebration of Samhain, what they would do is they would knock on the door, say, trick or treat. In other words, what they were saying is, I'm going to put a curse on your house by the devil, witchcraft, if you don't give me something that you possess. Did you hear what I said? Knock on the door, say trick or treat. What I'm saying to that individual is either you give me something of value, something that you possess in your house, or I'm going to put a curse of the devil on your house. How many professed Christians today are actually entertaining themselves and their children by teaching their kids to dress up in some demonic form, in one sense or another, to knock on somebody's door and say trick or treat, without even knowing, inadvertently, I'm sure. But, you know, again, Hosea 4:6 comes back to my aid, where people are simply destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I mean, when we consider what is being celebrated, I mean, we're talking about witches here. Well, witches are to be put to death according to the Bible, but now we just stand back and we think it's no big deal. We think it's funny. You know, they're just harmless little individuals over there dabbling in demonic affairs. No big deal here, right? Goblins, black cats, fairies, curses, friends. This is what this is all about. So, friends, I give you that history for the very purpose. This isn't the topic of today's show on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm just wanting to give you a little origin of what Halloween is really about. Because the root of Halloween is pagan and it's demonic. And again, let me end this first segment with this. To the specificity of the customs which are actually brought forth through Halloween. Okay? The souls of the dead were supposed to revisit their homes. That's a little creepy. Yeah. On this day, they were supposed to revisit their homes, and the autumn festival acquired sinister significance with ghosts, witches, goblins, black cats, fairies, and demons of all kinds said to be roaming about. It was the time to placate supernatural powers, which are outside of God's realm. Of course, he created all things for his glory, from him, through him, and to him, right? But the point is, it's the enemy trying to channel himself against the things of God in Christianity. And it was the only day on which the help of the devil was invoked for such persons. Oh, and speaking of which, what I want to do is I want to jump topics right after this break. On the other side of this segment, we're going to actually go over to Mr. Joel Osteen himself, praising Obama for his Christian roots. Is this guy a piece of work? This is what happens when you forsake your Bible.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, friends, I don't know what we have a problem understanding here with the false gospel. The master of false gospel, the harlotin, let him be accursed because they preach Christ not crucified. We have Joel Osteen here. Pastor of the biggest congregation in America, Lakewood Church. Remember, the doors are open to all. Of course they are. Come as you are, but leave as you are changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. It appears that Joel Osteen is an Obama fan, despite the fact that Obama's agenda goes against everything true Christians believe. I can still hear the music. Joel Osteen just happens to be a Barack Hussein Obama fan. Folks, this goes a lot deeper than most people think it does. We know Joel Osteen is hooked in with the Pope. We know that he's hooked in with the President of the United States. So this comes to as no surprise to anybody that understands and discerns what's really going on behind the facade of who they pretend to be. But those of us who are intelligent and observant weren't really surprised to understand that he is a big Barack Hussein Obama. Because as we have known for a long time, that the Osteens, his slogan is, I'm okay, you're okay. Oh, by the way, let me just prove my point. And I want you to hear for yourself what Joel Osteen said on CNN with Mr. Wolf Blitzer. Go ahead and play that, please.
Another congregant comes to you, hypothetically, it may have happened, and says, you know, I really want to reelect President Obama, but I've heard he's a Muslim. And in fact, in that Pew survey that came out not that long ago, 18% he's really a Muslim. What do you say to that congregant?
Well, I would tell them that I've been with the president at the Easter breakfasts, not 5 feet away from him, heard him talk about his faith, talk about redemption, talk about salvation, and you know, I just believe in all my heart that he's a Christian. He says he is. Again, I wouldn't try to push people away. I mean, if, you know, that's just the opposite of what we're supposed to do. And so I would encourage him in that.
Is this guy kidding me? He's got to be kidding me. 2 Corinthians 11:15 tells us this. It says, therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, who end shall be according to their works. What is the works of an administration? See, we judge men according by what according to what they say in America rather than what they do and what they are. That is completely contradictory to what Jesus Christ said when he said you are to judge a man by his fruit, not by what he says. This is how backwards America has become. Joel Osteen's little slogan is, I'm okay, you're okay. No, we're not. His little milquetoast sermons, as far they're as far from the Bible base as possible, and as they possibly could be, in every sense of the word. Anyone calling President Barack Hussein Obama a Christian is more than just a curious thing, friends. As Obama himself no longer even tries to make this claim, in addition, here is the professed church in America making it for him when he stands in contradiction of everything that we are. So when Mr. Osteen is preaching Jesus, you know it's got to be Bar Jesus, because it's a different Jesus than the one in the Bible who preached against their sin to bring forth godly repentance. You know, in the book of Acts, Paul preaches repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. There's none of that, because there's no law involved anymore. And the law is the very schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. And what happens when America forsakes the law, as the Bible rightly tells us in Proverbs 28, that they will praise the wicked. And here we have a pastor, a self-proclaimed pastor, Joel Osteen, of one of the biggest congregations in America, Lakewood Church, saying that Obama is a Christian and we shouldn't question his faith. Come on, man. I've seen him. I partook with the guy. You know, I'm just ignoring. I have frontlets on my eyes, and I'm paying attention to what I want to pay attention to because I want to believe the best in him. Well, who doesn't? But the fact of the matter is that's not who he is. Wasn't it President Barack Hussein Obama, Mr. Osteen, that stated that we are not a Christian nation, that the Bible is not adequate for modern life? What? And this guy's over here calling him a Christian, telling his congregants, no, man, he's a godly man. He's a Christian. I believe it with my whole heart. Maybe what we should do, friends, is just all close our eyes to what's going on and just believe the best and let the man have the helm to the country while the rest of the professed church goes hook, line, and sinker and allows him to steer the ship. Now, do you understand why I crack so hard on the professed church in America, which has become a reproach to the younger generation for the most part? Because the younger generation understands what they've been subjected to because the professed church isn't blocking or guarding the gate. They're letting the wolves come in to devour the sheep. These men are hastening the judgment of God upon the American people. And in a lot of ways, friends, I totally understand that there's a lot of people that are out there that are completely confused about what the Word of God says. And sad to say it, I find out that people that have been in the church for the last 20 and 30 and 40 years, they're the problem. You want to know why? Because they believe what the pastor says and they don't take the time to read the Word of God. See, they hope to go ahead and just pin their shirt on their pastor's sleeve on the way into heaven. But they forgot that they're going to stand before Christ all by themselves on Judgment Day. And they're going to say, hey, homie, what's up, Jesus? And Jesus is going to say to them, hey, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. I never knew you. It was Jesus that said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you'll in no wise enter into the heaven, kingdom of heaven. And it was also Jesus that said, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Not promote it, not advocate it. Because when it comes to the church, there is no excuse. What is it to become a believer or a follower of Christ? Jesus said in the book of John that you are to know the doctrine. He said in the book of Timothy that you're to study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And here we have a pastor high-fiving and advocating the President of the United States that is entertaining America's sworn enemies within the White House. Are you starting to understand, friends, why I'm so hard about what I see out there? Because I've seen it since day one. Here, let me give you a case in point. When I first got saved, I remember I would go read the Word of God. And I would spend hours and hours and hours in the Word of God. And I would try to figure out why, when I would read the Word of God, it would say something different or in direct contrast or in stark contrast to what I was seeing in the church. And I would go up and I would ask the pastors, I'm kind of curious. And I'm telling you, as innocent as could be, Pastor so-and-so, I'm just kind of curious. Why is it that the pastor leads the church? Because in 1 Corinthians 12:28 it says the apostle, then the prophet, and then the teacher. I would say, Pastor, how come we don't do this anymore? And he would say, well, we just don't do things like that anymore. But I would say then, but the Bible tells us that God hasn't changed in Malachi 3:16 and in Hebrews 13. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the New Testament. The Old Testament says, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. And you know what's missing from the churches in America? The Holy Ghost. You want to know why? Because we don't do the things. Some people don't do the things the way that Christ commanded us to do them. Because the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey, not to those that disobey. And the Holy Ghost is the one that brings forth power, where men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. Is this not interesting? Halloween is today, and we have a lot of these churches across America today actually celebrating Hallelujah Day, where they come dressed up as some biblical character. Yeah, but they're still acknowledging that the pagans are acknowledging their holiday. So here again, you have the church falling in line with culture rather than changing culture. All across the country, and then 2 days later, friends, or 2 days earlier, I'm sorry, Olstein comes out and he high-fives President Obama right before the election. Midterm elections. Man, I don't know. I mean, it's the heathen. I totally understand why people on the outside look on the inside and say, why would I want to be a part of that? Well, I want to tell you something, and I want you to hear me clearly. And I say this in love. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. That's why you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Get to the Word. Study it for yourself. Know what it says. So when someone's confused, you can point them the right direction to the Christ. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. That's the direction we're to walk.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I was just told by our producer that I can't leave a window of more than 6 seconds because it sets alarm off. You know, it's like when I mellow out a little bit and I just kind of ponder things a little bit, man, I get scolded on that side. And then if I'm going too fast, Bradley, man, why are you always just moving so fast? It's like I'm just trying to take a step back today. Just take it easy a little bit. Same heart, you know? You know, they say that a fire's hottest, not when you so much start the fire and the flame is going real high. It's when the coal and the wood settles under there, it gets hotter. And it's like, well, you know what? I don't need to be man. And I say this at all. Well, I better probably take a step back and say this the right way, because I don't want anybody thinking, you know, what I'm saying, that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate that. Right? But sometimes it doesn't have to be flaming all the time, right? Flame doesn't have to be shooting out the top, hitting the outside the windows all the time. It's like, okay, I'm just getting this visual, and I'm confusing everybody. Forgive me. Really, forgive me, friends. Folks, again, I just, you know, when I sit back sometimes, and if you don't mind me venting here for a moment, I throughout every facet of my life, why am I angry? Why is there a righteous indignation about things that other people are okay with? I mean, if I see a wrong, the church and the patriots and the conservatives are called to right the wrongs, and yet I don't see too many people willing to do that. And correction isn't grievous to those that forsake the way. You correct because you love. And there's so many wrongs out there that need to be righted, and I see so very few that are willing to right the wrongs. You know, see, even with my kids, I spend more time telling them to be careful, because you don't have to put your hand in the fire to actually understand that it's going to burn your hand. But why people have to put their hand in the fire to learn, they go from knowledge to wisdom in a thousandth of a second, right? I spend more time warning my kids to be careful of things because I love my kids. Man, does not the Lord do the same thing when he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent? He's correcting us. Read Hebrews 12 when you get a moment. He chastises those that he loves. Why? That there might be profiteers of what? Holiness, partakers of who God is. Because the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see God. He's always bringing us to a place where we can know him in the things of the Spirit. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. We want the life of the Spirit, and we have to also understand that we've been crucified with Christ, we've been buried with Christ, and we're risen to the glory of the Father by the power of God through Christ. Now, over the last two segments, I've been talking about what's going on with the Olsteins of the world. And it's interesting, I know for the most part people know who he is, what he's about. He's a harlotan, he's a whore, he's a hireling. We understand that he's a heretic. But to those that should know better, I want to give you an analogy. Alexander the Great, one of the greatest military generals who ever lived, he conquered almost the entire world with his vast army. And one night during a campaign, he couldn't sleep, and he left his tent to walk around the campgrounds. And as he was walking, he came across a soldier asleep on guard duty. Folks, that's a big no-no. It's a serious offense. The penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was, in some cases, instant death. Because what would happen is the commanding officer sometimes poured kerosene on the sleeping soldier and lit him up. The soldier began to wake up as an Alexander the Great approached him, and recognizing who was standing in front of him, the young man feared for his life. He said, "Do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty?" Alexander the Great asked the soldier. "Yes, sir," the soldier responded in a quivering voice. "Soldier, what's your name?" demanded Alexander the Great. "Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great repeated the question, "What's your name?" "My name is Alexander, sir," the soldier repeated. A third time and more loudly, Alexander the Great asked, "What is your name, soldier?" A third time, the soldier meekly said, "My name is Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great then looked the young soldier straight in the eye and said, "Soldier, with all intensity, either change your name or change your conduct. We serve the captain of our salvation. We serve the lion of the tribe of Judah. We serve he who is like Moses, friends, the meekest man alive who confronted Pharaoh, saying, 'Let my people go.' We're not asking for permission to obey God, friends. We're standing up, we're holding forth the word of life. And we reply to them that are fools for their pains, to them that are trying to talk us out of our faith or trying to shut down our faith, 'You're fools for your pains. It's better to obey God than man.'" Folks, I say this. It's time for America to either change their name or change their conduct. Don't call yourself a Christian if you don't know what the Word of God says. And how many times over the last 20 years that I've been saved, sanctified, set apart for His glory, a peculiar person, oh, indeed, that's the truth here. Ask my family. We've been set aside for a purpose, and it's His purpose. And my great desire in this life is to know Him while I am here, because He's faithful unto a thousand generations. He's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And when I think about Him being the God of Joshua, and the God of Caleb, and the God of Samson, and the God of David, I'll tell you what, I start getting lit up just like I am right now. Wait, the same God that was the God to these patriarchs is my God in Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because the Holy Spirit will bear truth and witness to the truth that Christ has given unto us. "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." Folks, we need to know his word. And when we know his word, because he is the word made flesh, guess what happens? We receive power from on high to be witnesses. And then Jesus says back to us, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. That's pretty cool. We got Pete calling from Long Beach, California. You got Bradley. How are you, my friend?
How are you doing, Bradley?
I'm doing good. Now, I got a real quick question for you. It's 27 degrees here in Minnesota, and we're really close to Minnesota. And I'm just kind of curious to know how warm it is in California right now.
71 degrees right now.
Oh.
You know what? I'm wearing for Halloween, quote unquote. I don't celebrate it, but I'm wearing the costume of a judge. And you know what? People are like, "Oh, what's your costume?" I said, "I'm the guy from the Hague International Criminal Court that's going to hang Barack Obama, Bush, Cheney, and all the like for crimes against humanity. I'm doing justice because nobody else is gonna except for God." So, no, I got the same. I share your camaraderie in that because it makes me sick. You know, most people don't care. They got their sports and stuff. But you know what? Darn it, you and I, you know, and a few other brothers and sisters in Christ are going to be the one person out of a million that stand up and say, this ain't right, and here's why you violated this person's rights, and God doesn't like it, and he says it's wrong, so it's wrong. I don't care, you know. If you don't like it, so what?
Yeah.
You know, and I hate this, you know.
You know, Pete, real quick, you know, what's interesting is last week I was actually talking about how Barack Hussein Obama appointed a bunch of radical homosexuals to federal government. And I said,
they're homosexual.
No. Listen now. I said, you know, what's interesting about that is I said, they don't have the right to be in that position in the first place. And sure enough, one of these communist organizations blogged it out there right away saying, Bradley Dean said that they don't have a right. Well, they don't. Neither does a thief, neither does a liar, neither does an adulterer have a right to violate God's moral law. They transgress God's law. And when you go back to our founding documents, and I hope I'm saying the same thing you are, Pete, and I believe I am. Those that serve we the people, those that are under the umbrella of God shed his grace upon us in this country, we don't have a right to violate God's moral law because he sent his son to die for the sins as the propitiation of those men and women that he died for to reconcile them back unto himself. So why would we want to violate God's moral law if we understand the price paid for our liberties both in the natural and in the spiritual? Doesn't make sense to me neither, Pete.
We don't care, but you know what the thing is? I mean, there's going to be a civil war. Don't get me wrong. There's going to be. I talked to this woman in the lobby here. She said that, you know what? She told the police, you can't come in my house. You don't have a warrant. And they didn't have probable cause. She said that they came back with a warrant, even though they didn't have any reason for that, because contempt of cop, and they stole her son, and they went in her house illegally. This happens every day. You know, everywhere. And this makes me sick.
Yeah.
You know, when are people going to say enough?
Well,
you know, why did there have to be cop block and whatnot, videotaping it? When are people going to get physical or go out there and Martin Luther King it with 50 million people saying we shall overcome? When are people going to do what's right if they will? I mean, because.
Well, let me say this.
Why does my generation have 26 years old? Why do we have to float the bill for the idolatry of three and four generations that wanted humanism instead of Jesus?
Listen, I get what you're saying in the sense of right is the voice of the unheard. By the way, that was Martin Luther King that said that, and that's what's going to happen. But you also need to keep in mind, my friend, that it's also being perpetuated. It's purposed. It's being advocated by this administration to bring forth domestic violence because the minute we have a civil war. Also keep in mind, there are people that are actually trying to incite that civil war so they can bring in a police state. That's why I always reiterate the fact that whatever we do, we have to do it lawfully because there is many people, and I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't break the law. I'm gonna abide by the laws of our constitutional republic because I know that it can be done. And I know that there's enough people around this country, Pete, that are of the same mindset. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired as to where things are going. That, listen, they're saying the line hasn't all, you know, already been drawn in the sand. We want indictments. That's what people are beginning to call for now is indictments. And if that's where we have to go, then let it go there because I'd rather see that kind of a peaceful outcome, a lawful outcome, because the rule of law brings forth peace. And that's exactly the end that we want at the end of the day. I'm all for justice because we know justice is the guardian of liberty. You got 10 seconds, Pete. Fill it with words.
Well, these tyrants won't go down peacefully. And how can we expect justice in the courts if we've taken Jesus Christ out of them? Even though we're supposedly a Christian nation, we don't want no king but King Jesus. Our fruits say that we want the devil and all the junk, you know?
Yep, I got you. Thank you, my friend. Folks, got my friend coming up right after the other side of this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Lott at the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, really quick, we got Jim from Minnesota, a friend of ours that just called in and said, listen, we're going to be doing a rally at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota here, which we're really close to, by the way, on November 9th. And we actually got him live with us real quick. Welcome to the show, my friend. Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Bradley?
I'm doing fantabulous. Aside of that, I know that you guys got something coming up on November 9th concerning Sergeant Talamarassi. And I'm just curious to know, what do you guys got going on and why?
Okay. Well, first off, we've been doing rallies at the Mexican Consulate every Thursday and now Saturday as far as for him. And we've been doing rallies as far as trying to bring attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the local media, of course, hasn't covered it. So we're going to ramp this thing up, and we're trying to make a national movement November 9th, and that's the day before the Marine Corps birthday as well as 2 days before Veterans Day.
Right.
And we're going to have a rally at the state capitol. It's going to be, you know, right in front of it, not inside, because they're doing restoration inside there. But the bathroom facilities, we don't need to get them for the outside because they can use inside. But we're going to have speakers, and we're going to plan it from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Okay.
That Sunday.
I'm curious, Jim, how much national momentum do you got going right now?
Well, I know as far as Austin, Texas is going to be doing one, too.
Okay.
I talked to Chris Salcido this morning. He does a morning show down there on the Voice of Texas, Houston, from 6 to 8. And he said that the Austin is ramping up. And they've been having rallies in Houston And basically, it was birthed by Minnesota because I've been promoting it as far as on his show, as well as he does the weekend show for the Blaze on Saturday, and I've been promoting it there, and also promoting it, calling in on using an app and calling in locally at his, at his show. And the Patriot Guard is actually getting involved down there with the bikers, and so I'm hoping to get the Patriot Guard involved in this one, but. It seems to be they think it's political, and it's not political.
Yeah.
It's a man left behind.
Yeah, a veteran left in Mexico. It's political,
right.
So we're not supposed to get involved. If it wasn't for that veteran, they wouldn't have their freedoms in the first place.
Amen.
And
amen.
So people need to start putting two and two together here. Can you give us a real quick snapshot as to what took place with Mr. Talamaresi?
Sure, sure. Well, what happened was he was ordered to report for he's a reservist in the Marine, highly decorated Marine, multiple tours in Afghanistan, and he was ordered to do PTSD therapy in San Diego. He was living in Florida at the time, so he took his vehicle, it was his truck, and he loaded it with his legally owned firearms that he was planning on doing some shooting in a ranch on the way out there in front of his friends. And on the way out there, he decided to stop down at the border, and some friends of his met him in Tijuana. They walked across the pedestrian footbridge, and they had a lunch, and they had a couple drinks, and then he went back, and he was going to jump in his vehicle and go back to head to San Diego. And instead, the roads are very confusing down there, and he ended up heading toward Mexico, and he could not turn around. So he talked to the Mexican police and even called 911 about it, and the Mexican police were actually going to let him turn around and go back. But the Mexican military, as you know, has been helping the drug folks, help to get drugs across the thing, decided to hold him as a hostage.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's been there for like 214 days now in a stinking Mexican prison.
Gotcha. Now, what is your suspect concerning the President of the United States? What do you suspect his reasons are for being derelict of duty concerning the veteran that is over there right now? Why do you think he's standing down when he should stand up?
Well, I think a lot of it is, he very much wants, as far as many Mexicans and the illegals from other countries, in Central America, to come up to the United States and, of course, pass amnesty. And, of course, he doesn't want anything to get in the way of it. Plus, as you know, Andrew is a Second Amendment individual. He's also a Christian. And Obama has been pretty much against anybody that wants to stand for the Second Amendment. And, of course, he had guns. And right there, he doesn't like that. He doesn't like us as citizens having guns. He believes only the government should have guns.
Sure.
And,
as does any other dictator, correct? Well, that's what dictators do. They want the power. Yeah. They want the control.
Right.
Interestingly enough, I want to go back, and I know that you're doing this on a national level. What is the outcome that everybody hopes for concerning Mr. Talamaresi? I mean, obviously, but I want it to come from you directly, what you hope comes out of this.
Well, I pray that, as far as, more, as far as the media would pay attention to it, because the media isn't paying attention because of the fact it embarrasses Obama. And as you know, they're pretty much in lockstep with him. And,
yep.
They set talking prints up for the White House every day. And, of course, I think the number one thing is do not embarrass the president. And that's one of the reasons I don't think it's getting any mention, other than I think they did do some mention of it regarding the hearings that were held lately at the Capitol, and Montel Williams spoke up about it. And he said he's a liberal, and he said that, hey, Mr. President, he says all you have to do is get on the phone and call the Mexican president, and this could end today. But he won't do it.
Yeah. To his everlasting shame, of course. I think it's a direct result of who he's been since day one. But aside of that, we the people need to come together and win the day here. There's other national rallies taking place concerning Mr. Talamaresi, and I'm just kind of curious to know, where are those taking place?
Well, I said the only one I know so far is in Texas, and I'm going to get more information as far as that. I've got a Facebook page, and it's a really easy to remember. It's National Rally to bring Sergeant Talamaresi home from a Mexican prison. That's what it really, you can look that up, and I've been trying to use that as kind of a way for people to get contact with me. And we also are also having another rally on Veterans Day here in the state of Minnesota. The local Tea Party groups are putting it on at the Mexican Consulate on 7th Street, and people are invited. There were no speakers, and the consulate is closed that day. I can't figure out why on Veterans Day, but, that's beside me. And so if people want to stop at that, you know, just it's going to be like a kind of an all-day event, and people are urged to just come and stop by if they want, and you know, just to, you know, protest what's going on, because it's sick that you know, I'm retired Navy, and that's just like locking my brother up in jail.
That's right. That's right. My brother too. And everybody's relative in one way or another in this country, because we are our brother's keeper. And if we forget our veterans, then there's something sadly wrong with this country. And I think in many cases we're there, but I also believe that there's a lot of people that are wide awake as to what's going on, and we need to get together and actually win the day. I have one more question for you concerning the Tea Party. What is your take as to where the National Tea Party is right now, my friend?
Well, I think, like I say, it's ramping up. I can see, as far as I know, I've been getting a lot of fundraising for trying to. I know the Three Tea Party is throwing a lot of funding at conservative candidates and trying to get them elected. And I'm a part of a Tea Party group here down here near Hastings that meets at the point down here. But I think it's, you know, people are waking up. I mean, especially with what's going on, especially with beheadings in our own country. I mean, if people don't wake up, like I said, you know, God help us.
Well, as they say, you can ignore the it can ignore it for so long before you're going to actually have to deal with the consequence, and I think that's where we're at. We cannot no longer allow to take place in this country what's going on, and I've said this so many times in the past, you know, especially when I'm doing tea parties, Jim, I'm telling the people, listen, you know, I wish I was still talking about a third world country here, friends, but I'm not. I'm talking about what's going on in your own backyard. Amen. So we need to stand up and actually do something. Again, how do people get a hold of you, Jim, and go ahead and give us that date at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota concerning Mr. Tallamarassi?
Well, they can, I'm on Twitter, and it's really easy to remember. It's at Jim, and then Bruns, B-R-U-N-S, the number 3, and then also, too, the Facebook page, you can look it up, really easy to remember, National Rally to Bring Sergeant Tallamarassi Home from a Mexican Prison. You know, it's right there, and we're, you know, I'm posting things as far as the rallies that we're having here, and of course, people can email me there, people can private message me there, and I'll be more than willing to help as far as get things set up. We just need patriots to get out there and be willing to do it. Don't say, hey, somebody else is going to do it.
That's right.
You do it.
Amen. Jim, real quick, how's the family taking this?
Well, my wife is kind of more of a moderate. So she just kind of says, okay, well, whatever, honey.
What about, I'm speaking to the family of Mr. Tallamarassi. Are you involved?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Well, actually, Jill, I'm communicating with Jill Tallamarassi, the mom, and she was saying that, you know, she, you know, likes what I'm doing, but at the same time, she asked people to please pray as well. You know, the action is great, but prayer needs to be an important part of it.
Okay. Good. Well, we appreciate it. We got it out there for you. Folks, that was our friend Jim from Hastings Tea Party in the state of Minnesota here. Rally to bring Sergeant Tallamarassi home, which will be at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota November 9th. Again, November 9th. Check it out online. We appreciate guys like Jim, because if it wasn't for guys like him, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we have today. So get involved, friends. You got Bradley and Stephanie. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, friends. Deeds, not words, as well. George Washington rightly said. And he extracted that from none other than Jesus Christ, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23 for 2 hours. You got us for 2 hours tomorrow. See ya!
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.